Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Horizon. If you're able to, would you please stand up and join us as we worship, as we sing to our God here this morning. Come on.
Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find his mercy. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. thoughts in ocean, so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. You are a gyro, you are in the I will.
Psalm 23, David says, "You, Lord, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." You know, just as Jesus sat with his disciples, God prepares this table for you and I. And he desires us to come and to sit and to have this intimate, personal connection with him. When Jesus says, "Come to the table and share this meal with me," he asked us to remember him. So we're going to do just that through a time of communion. And as we sing one more song together, just find a moment in there to open the elements that you received on the way in, and then hold on to those. We will take those together after we sing.
My shepherd, there's nothing I need. You lead me
to the safest places. You lead me to the safest places. To walk in the meadow and lie by the stream. You meet me in the quiet places. You meet me in the quiet places. And your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And I'll dwell in your house for eternity. I'll be there by your side. I'll be there by your side.
Though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil, for I know that you are.
Jesus was betrayed, he sat down with his disciples, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat of the bread. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Let's drink from the cup. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for allowing us this time of worship and and also allowing us just a brief moment within our busy schedules to pause, to rest, to reflect and to remember your goodness, your faithfulness, your love that was poured out for us on the cross. So, Father, I pray with open hearts here this morning that you would speak to us as we study your word together. And it's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen.